Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Unrest in Bangladesh leads to persecution, but also to deeper faith for Christians. Then, we'll talk about a radio program called What's Up, aimed at young people in the Middle East and North Africa who need biblical hope and help. We'll unpack this story for you in just a few moments. But first, Islamist hardliners threaten to fill a political power vacuum in Bangladesh. Popular support for traditional parties has fallen since last summer's unrest, creating an opportunity for fundamentalist groups. Scott Clifton with Farms International says the new political uprising has led to persecution. One believer was killed because Islamists found out that he was keeping money in his home.
Previously, Bangladesh, at least on paper, was a secular government. As it trends towards Islamic nationalism, just as India trends towards Hindu nationalism, that presents problems for anybody who's not within that group.
Radicals are targeting believers from a Muslim background and those who minister to them.
They've actually made lists, and they're following up door to door, going to people and telling them that they should revert back to Islam. In some cases, that comes with threats.
However, there's a silver lining to this political storm.
It's had an actual positive effect, counterintuitively, on the church. It's caused leadership to grow in faith, and it's caused them to rely on each other. They're reading their word more and more.
Consider partnering with Farms to help local churches establish sustainable businesses that will help the Christian community in Bangladesh. Next, God is sending hope into the unrest of the Middle East and Near East today through a simple tool for kids. Keys for Kids Storytellers are handheld players loaded with audio Bibles and more. They're available in Pashto, Urdu, and soon to be Farsi to reach Afghanistan, Pakistan, and beyond. Greg Yoder says they've heard incredible stories from distributions just this year.
Where we're actually seeing not just kids coming to faith in Christ, not only memorizing scripture, not only memorizing stories, but adults being able to see the simplicity of what it means to follow Jesus Christ and want that in their own lives.
One player reached the son of a Muslim imam in Pakistan. He was a notoriously bad kid, but 2 days after he started listening, his dad said,
"What is going on with you? You're now a nice kid. What is going on?" And he said, "I know Jesus." And the father, of course, said, "Well, what do you mean you know Jesus?" And he started playing the storyteller for his dad.
The imam then ordered 200 storytellers for other village kids and soon began broadcasting the content on the village mosque loudspeaker. And the village began to change. Today, Keys for Kids is raising funds for thousands of players in Pashto, Urdu, and soon Farsi. Read the full report online and join the campaign to reach families in the Middle East and beyond with the hope of Christ. And having a large family doesn't guarantee that your voice will be heard. That's a reality many teens in the Middle East and North Africa face, and that's why Sat7 created a project called What's Up. It's a program that tackles hard questions and gives marginalized youth a voice. Joe Willie tells us,
Sat7 is saying, no, you do matter. You are made in the image of God, and we want to give you an opportunity to voice your concerns and also then be able to share from a biblical perspective God's view on difficulty, God's view on suffering.
For young people living through personal losses, wars, crises, and uncertainty, suffering is a daily reality. One of the episodes, Is God Present in the Midst of Painful Trials?, explores loss and pain through a biblical lens.
I pray that God would change the hearts of teens, people who are younger, because it really would change the culture of the Middle East and North Africa to have young people who said, I've heard about Christ, and I've heard about him as the Son of God, not just as a prophet, and I believe what he says is true.
Pray for more young people to be encouraged by the What's Up program, and you can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.